Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
Zion, and your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways, once again bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. Hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. I want to take this podium, I want to take this stage, and I want to send condolences out to those of you whom has lost loved ones, someone that is dear and near unto your heart and your soul. I want you to know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement, but you have sojourners, have disciples, prayer warriors that are praying for you and with you, that God will bring about relief and restore your joy and restoration unto your soul. All right. I want to thank all of you that are able to tune in on this morning. I just thank God for giving me this opportunity to come, as I first stated once again, bringing unto you the divine word as I know it to be. Excuse me. And so I wasn't going to come across this morning. I was just going to lay down and get me some rest. But, you know, I was just prompted by God to just stay up and bring somebody out there a rhema word from the Lord. We know that somebody out there need a word. Somebody out there is lost. Hallelujah, in this great big old world, in this great big old city, and they got to come back home. I'm talking about that household of God home. I'm not talking about the home that you go and you lay down and you get your rest, but I'm talking about that spiritual home. God is calling for you to come back home. And so, like I first stated, God just prompted me to come across these airways on this morning. And so I have the chat room open for your seating, hallelujah, arrangement, also for your listening pleasure. So I want you just to come on in with your beautiful selves and get comfortable. Bring all your digital devices, may it be your laptop, may it be your iPhone or your smartphone, and it could possibly be your tablet, but whatever that you have digitally, bring them ornaments aboard because we are in need of them. And you can go along as I bring unto you the scripture reading. And you can go back at a later time at your own discretion and read what I have brought before you on this morning. Because I always lack to apply whatever I'm saying to Scripture, to God's Word. You know, and I would say everyone that's in the pastoral sector should, you know, be reading straight out of the mouth of God. And that way, hallelujah, the hearer can go back in reference to what you've talked on and get an understanding also of God's Word. So I'm going to ask you to go with me. We're going to go into our opening prayer. And so, I've lost a lot of time, and I didn't know it. I've got some new equipment, and so apparently it must not be hooked up because I couldn't dial in, and I was waiting to come on, and it was saying it was waiting on the host. So I've really lost a lot of time, you know, just not knowing that I was already, you know, was already ready for me to go in. So what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to extend, bump my time up since I've lost so much time. And so I will be with you a little over an hour. Hallelujah. And so like I said, we're going to go right now on into opening prayer. So I'm asking you to go with me, hallelujah, into, I'm trying to go back, let's see here, Lord, I'm just trying to see what I can do, because I'm trying to go back and see if I can go back, let's see, Jesus, maybe this is what I'm trying to do, let's see, I know I'm trying to open up the chat room in a larger screen. So we're going to see. We'll know in a few seconds if I'm able to get that up and going. And yes, I am. So thank God. All right. So like I first stated, hallelujah, we're going to go right now on into our opening prayer. So I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. I want to present the psalm and introduce to others our Lord and our Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. So we're going to acknowledge him at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this soil that we're treading on is not our eternal destination, but we know that you have lying in waiting, God, a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but you are the architect, you are the creator, God. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, all of your glory, all of your honor and beauty, God, we will continue to mount up from the four corners, hallelujah, of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land, God. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Lord, I'm asking you to enable me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you, God. Pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we'd be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, matchless name. And we'll let the cathedral of God congregation say amen and amen. Hallelujah. So I want to take you into a program that's already in progression. And our sermon on this morning entitled, God Will Have the Last Laugh. I want to say that one more time. Our sermon on this morning entitled, God Will Have the Last Laugh. And we're going to take our first key scripture out of the law, hallelujah, of Psalms 2 and 4. And it reads this: He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. That scripture reading once again, come out of the law of Psalms 2 and 4. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And you know, we know that in the law of Psalms 2 and 4, where we see the reading of God that says, God shall, the Lord shall hold, I mean, it said, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall hold them in derision. So then what we find out, that the wicked nations will be plotting to overthrow God's anointed, but ultimately opposing the Almighty himself. But he sits in the heavens. He's calm and collective, unthreatened of man's boldness and his effort to oppose such awesome power we know is ludicrous. We know that the Almighty doesn't even rise from his throne. He just laughs in derision. But this is, hallelujah, this is a heartless or cruel laughter, you might ask. My answer to you, my sister and my brother, is no. We know that this same omnipotent great that marked man defiance also marks his sympathy for man in his lost condition. We know that he's the same God who takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. You can go into the law of Ezekiel 33 and 11. He was the incarnate Savior who wept over Jerusalem when his own people rejected him. You can go into the law of Matthew 23 and 37 on through 39. But we find out that he is great in judgment, but also in compassion. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Exodus 34 and 6 through 7. We find out that God's laughter gives us, you and I, the assurance that Christ would ultimately triumph over all evil, any defiance from him, and his will is fruitful. But we know that instead of opposing the Son, you and I and us, we should submit to the Lord Jesus and take refuge in him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that God dwells in light and holiness, in splendor and in might. It's godly fear of his great power that helps us do what's right. We know that mankind limit potentials highlight God's limitless power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that in this world in which we live, I would like to ask you that are out there in my digital listening audience on this morning, have you ever met a person or people who had every reason to be depressed or sullen, but who are perpetual, joyful, and full of life? Their lives seem to consist of an endless series of tragedies. Some of them are imprisoned in body, ravaged by diseases and terminated, hallelujah, by injury. Others endure family turmoil, economic hardship, or personal misfortune. But in spite of the numerous reasons they have to feel discouraged, there seems to be a continuous revival within them. They have learned how to survive. I want to ask you that are out there in my digital audience on this morning, have you learned how to survive in God's greatness and his mercy? Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that the secret of this authentic, victorious living is found in the law of Psalms 1. It's a life of unfailing joy. It grows when you and I and us are rooted in delighting in and meditating on the word of God. Jesus said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You can go into the law of John 6 and 63. In the word of God, one can find renewal. One can find joy. One can renew hope, renew peace, renew contentment, renew strength, and renew passion for life. We know that God's word is a deep well of refreshing strength. The person whose life is planted like a tree by this stream of water shall be constantly revitalized and motivated, finding satisfaction in serving others. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And those of you that might not have reached that depth in your life as of yet, you can pray to the Lord to grant you and I and us, hallelujah, that he would plant us more deeply in his word, that you and I and us might be refreshed and be nourished, and that yours and mine and our life will be fruitful, and that I and you and us may glorify God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And let the church and the kingdom and congregation of God say amen, hallelujah, and amen. Bless your holy name. You know, the Bible says that a man is not justified by the works of the law. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 2:16. But we find out there's one thing that you and I and us, we can say about the Apostle Paul. He was not a man of myths of words. Didn't matter who it was, a judge, a ruler, or a fellow apostle. Apostle Peter, we know that Paul said what he had to say and what had to be said. In the law of Galatians 2:16, he made the same point three times. He says, no one is justified by the works of the law. The law was a crucial issue in the early church because many of the converts were Jews. All they believed in Jesus, some of them just would not go of their own legalistic way. But I imagine hearing them say a person can't be saved unless he or she is circumcised and refused to eat meat offered to idols. No Jewish believer should ever eat with Gentiles. But Paul told them of no uncertain terms that they were wrong. Being made right with God comes by faith, not by any requirements of church or individual ad. Hallelujah. And as the author of confusion, we know that Satan finds all kinds of ways to corrupt the gospel by giving us the impressions that faith is not enough. Plays into our desire to be in control and to do something to save ourselves, adding anything from tithing to perfect church attendance, to clothing style, to entertainment choices. We know that each of these are important to the believer, but none is essential to salvation. The point is, salvation is by faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can pray and ask God. Say, Lord, I know that salvation is not by faith because of your grace. Help me and help us not to require anything else from myself or others, so that I, you, and us cannot boast in our own goodness, but only in yours. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that justification, our guilt gone and Christ's goodness given. Hallelujah. We're talking about God will have the last laugh. Hallelujah. And our key scripture, coming out of the law of Psalms 2:4. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. And we know that, you know, in this spiritual journey, hallelujah, you know, we have heard many individuals, hallelujah, that would say that they found, relief, and they found, you know, contentment and happiness that they might have received through their spiritual mentors. But we know that that relationship is good and it's helpful. But occasionally it seems that the individual is not guided toward the true source of divine power. But we know that the individual, hallelujah, relies on his mentor or the chaplain. He says that we know that we can go to our chaplain with anything. He's always there for you and I and us. But we really believe in the chaplain. But see, one thing is of certain is that the chaplain doesn't have a heaven and hell to put you in, just like I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. But my commission is to preach the gospel. And you don't put your faith in me, but you put your faith in the word of God, because I am delivering the word of God. May I be a chaplain, or may I be an evangelist, a deacon, a missionary, whatever it is, you are to preach God's word. And so the person that you are delivering the word of God is not to be so caught up in you. Hallelujah. But then seldom they will mention God's name. So we should take the focus off of human and put the eyes on God, who is our true source of power. See, we know that Jesus is being ignored. But we must always remember not to let our devotions to a mentor or leader replace yours and mine's devotion to Christ. Because we know that Paul reminded us that neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. That's coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 3 and 7. Because we know too often, you and I and us, we can put our focus on the leaders and not on the one the leader is following, and that is God. So I want to ask you on this morning, are you a leader? Do you teach people to follow the Savior, not you, the servant? Because we know that you and I and us, we are followers. And so we know that we're supposed to follow only those who point toward Jesus. Hallelujah. And we know that if we're looking for a leader, follow the Lord. God said he will lead us into all truth. God will lead us, and he will not allow us to go astray. We keep our hand in God's hand. God said that those who keep their mind stayed on me, I shall keep them in perfect peace. Hallelujah. So, we're going to read this here, key scripture. And it says that we are not children of the bondswoman, but of the free. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 4 and 31. All right, we're going right back to Paul. And Paul uses analogy of the Old Testament story to help you and I understand that bondage and freedom, alluding to the story of Abraham. He said that Sarah and Hagar, Paul explained the difference between the child of a bond woman, Hagar, and the child of a free woman, which was Sarah. He said not only the child of the free woman could enjoy an inheritance, the others was destined to bondage. So here is the key point right here. He said that each of us, may it be male or female, Jew or Gentiles, black or white, rich or poor, can share in God's inheritance. All who trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So become not children of the bondswoman, but of the free. Verse 31. You and I and us, we are released from the bondage of the law of God and offers God's grace instead. So yours and mine and our inheritance is freedom, absolutely freedom in Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo, my God. Has God's grace made you free on this morning? If not, God is waiting to make you free. Because we know that those that are free in Christ is free indeed. Free from bondage. Free from alcohol and booze. Free from chasing women. Free from chasing men. Free from adultery. Free from stealing. Free from lying. Free from gambling. Hallelujah. God will make you free. And he won't half make you free. But when God saves you and fills you with his Holy Spirit, you are completely free. Free from bondage. When the devil had you and I bound, or he might have you continue bound right now. But through Christ, you can be set free from bondage. God will loose the shackles. Hallelujah. That didn't change you. God will loosen the shackles. Hallelujah. And you will be set free. You will be a free bondsman. Not one that, hallelujah, that are bound in bondage. But you will have the freedom, hallelujah, to enjoy the inheritance of God. Ooh, my God. I tell you, just no more just splendid life than serving God. I tell you, it's like no other life a person could ever live. You know, people think that, you know, when they're monetarily inclined, they feel like they're on top of the world. But I tell you, when you're really on top of the world is when you have Christ embedded in your heart and you're living a sanctification lifestyle before God and man. Hallelujah. That's the life. That's living the life of Riley. You can have God and your money to go along with it. The Bible says, what it profit a man, a woman, to gain the whole wide world and lose his or her soul. I tell you, don't profit us nothing. I tell you who you can ask. We got somebody that is proof that hell is real. That's the rich man. Because the Bible says that the rich man died. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. He tried to send word back to his family members, said, don't y'all come down here to this place. Hallelujah. He tried to send, I think that was, Lazarus. I think he tried to send him back to his family to tell them, you know, don't y'all come down here to this place of fire brimstone, this bottomless pit. This fiery furnace. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that he went to hell. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. And I tell you, don't let nobody tell you that there is no hell. Don't let nobody tell you that there is not a place of fine brimstone. Because just as sure as I'm sitting here, there is hell. Just as sure as there is a heaven. Just as sure as you're breathing the air that God has, the oxygen that God has enabled you to inhale and exhale. It is a hell. It is a heaven. God is real. Satan is real. Hallelujah. So, in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would like the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence the God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Block Talk Radio. This program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Your encouragers to your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.JaniceWardMinistries.org. We're going to now bring you the second half of our program entitled Hymns of Zion. This is to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Hallelujah, because we know everybody is not happy-go-lucky on this morning. Some sad individuals out there, some hearts are heavy on this morning. But you can take courage to know that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you and I love you. Hallelujah. Your extended kingdom family loves you. We want you to be encouraged. Take courage. And know that weeping might endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Till we meet again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. You're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. I want you to be blessed. The lines of communication as far as prayer requests open. You can call in. Our number is 646-230-74. That number again is 646-230-74. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Hymns of Zion are now in progression.
Don't seem good enough. Baby, you should give it up. And if I would have, then I never could have received none of the things that he planned for me. So I waited a little longer, grew a little stronger, and then I realized something was happening. It's so incredible, it's unexplainable. You ought to try and for yourself.
Why I gotta stay. There was something had me down, but it's over now. Yeah. ladies and gentlemen. Are you trying to say that with God there are limits?
Boys try to blow your mind, make it out the truth divine, just a spiritual suicide. Gotta wrap up with the word, dare to live out God's word, and everything that's from on high. You can only pass the sky, the new realm you will rise. I'm above.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear you.
Hallelujah. My soul, shake me, melody, and grace me. So, words to a melody, so that my mouth can sing the words that make me free. I can only reflect my heart has received, causing my ones blinded eyes to see. Direct me, direct me, use it for my soul.
Behind us all. Every morning when I wake, I thank him for the breath I freely take. And he never overtaxes me. All he has is sincerity. And yes, he is my closest friend. Sticks by me through thick and through thin. And I give him praise and glory, for he's been so kind and sweet. And I want to thank him for all he's done for me.
I love you is all I wanna say. I got got one more verse before I end this tune.
Ooh,
I can go on and on, like Erica Badu, cause I love you.
Oh Lord, I just love you for who you are.
That's all, you see,
I'm not trying to be no
if you never bless me with material things, like the first day, the diamonds, the Escalade or the Benz, so you will still be God, and that's enough for me to learn.
Hey, I love you, Lord. I just love you. Oh, Lord, I just love you for who you are.
Yeah. You mean more than this world.
I'm not trying to be no superstar.
Listen, I love you, Lord, and here's the reason why. Gave your life, you didn't have to die. Every time I think about it, I just cry. Long as I live, you'll be glorified. No, I don't praise as much as I should. No, I don't want as much as I could. If I asked you to give it, Lord, I know you would. Trying to end the song, but you've been so good to me.
And oh Lord, I just love you for who you are.
You mean more than this life to me.
And I'm not trying to be no superstar.
You mean more than life to me. You're everything I need. Supply all of my needs. List goes on and on. I just love you. I'm trying to end this song, but you've been so good. All I can say is, nah, 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 nah. Always been there. Nah, 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 nah. This means I love you. Nah, 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 nah.
Ever come Because I'm